Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call as we worship the Lord with our hearts filled with praise this morning. Good morning, the Master's Call family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and we welcome you to our telecommunication sanctuary. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Holy Heavenly Father, we thank you. Oh, we honor you. We praise your holy name. We worship you on this Wednesday morning, giving you glory, Father God, for you are our God of peace. You are our God who gives us honor. But, Lord, we just praise your name. We thank you for our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Father God, for all who came on this call this morning with their hearts filled with praise. We thank you for our praise team, Lord, who sets the atmosphere, Minister Tiffany and Minister Sharon. We thank you, Father God, for Artist Life in its entirety as we prepare for Extravaganza 2019. We thank you, oh God, for every individual on this call. And Lord God, we ask a special blessing on each and every household represented. We thank you, Father God, for the speaker that's going to come forth with a message, Lord God, from on high. And we glorify you, Father, that you'll fill the cup of this vessel till it overflows, and let it pour unto us, O God, that we, your people, we, your ministers in the marketplace, will carry out the assignment that you have planted in our hearts and in our minds. And we give your name glory. We give your name praise, O God, because this is the day you have made, and we truly will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for all these blessings and the blessings to come. In Jesus' matchless name, we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Hosta, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda.
All right. Thank you. Minister Wanda, take it away. God bless you.
God bless you as well. And thank you for that greeting this morning, starting out day with that powerful prayer. This is Minister Wanda from Chicago, and we welcome you. Now, I would like to let you know how this blessed ministry got started. Well, it started in October 2010 with two blessed co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They have a scripture that they stand on, and that scripture is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we also have a website, and that is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you can get all the messages from 2010 on up until now. You can invite your friends to visit the website, share it with your family, or whomever. They will truly be blessed. All the messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of each and every speaker. Now, we do have a theme every year, which is in 2019, God's Hand of Justice, Integrity, and Truth in Me, individually and collectively, will clearly be seen. Now, we would love for you to be a part of this ministry. If you feel led of the Lord to do so, you may be a greeter, as Minister Brenda did, or a host, as yours truly, or you might even have a word in your belly from the Lord that you would want to share with us. If so, you may also have a prayer request or a praise report. And if you do, you can submit that to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, I would like to let you know how this blessed ministry got started, how we all connected. Well, it's a phenomenal company originally called Artist International, which was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. Now we are Artist Life. We have great products to help the world become healthier again. Now, we also have the New Morning Motivational Call, which is held Monday through Friday right after this call. It's a team of great leaders that are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617-pound. Now, we do have a bypass number in case they're charging you. You can dial this number and there will not be a fee. And that number is 716-293-9707. Now, we do have our Awareness Wednesday today, and I'm sure you would want to get on that call and hear more about high blood pressure through our health coach. And that is the blessed sister Veronica Flanagan. Now, you all are headed to the Extravaganza 2019 without me. Okay, extravaganza.artistlife.com. It's going to be March the 29th. Y'all will be heading out Friday till the 31st. Oh, y'all going to have a wonderful time. Come back, Wanda. We will be in Las Vegas at the Luxor Hotel. Now, if you haven't paid your $59 registration fee, you want to get it in because at the door it's going to be $69. You're going to have a blessed service that Sunday with a speaker, Pastor Eric Thomas. I'm sure you would love, just love to hear the Lord speak through him. Now, I'm going to get out of the way, and I'm going to introduce a blessed woman of God, and her name is Minister Jackie Henderson, and she's from Indianapolis, Indiana, the racing capital of the world. She is the eldest of five siblings. She is the mother of an amazing son, Joseph, and daughter, Lathressa. She is the grandmother of Caleb, an upcoming and rising star, and two outstanding granddaughters, Elena and Alyssa. Due to major health issues, Jackie retired from the automotive industry after 31 years of service. She was dedicated to helping the people as a UAW union representative. She served as co-chairman of Civil and Human Rights and was appointed by her regional director to be a political liaison between the union and those that determine our laws on local, state, and national levels. Jackie now dedicates her time to servitude through ministerial leadership at her church, New Beginnings Fellowship Church under Pastor James Anthony Jackson, where the Lord is worshiped and is his people are changed. She's also a distributor of Artist Life. She believes in this great leadership, the great products, the master call by God's divine direction and obedience of Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patterson. She was able to hear the word of the Lord and credits this call for her renewed relationship with Christ. I will present to some and introduce to others. Minister Jackie Henderson, are you out there? Minister Jackie Henderson, are you out there? Sybil Fox? Minister? We must have a problem with the phone. Maybe she's on mute. Hello? Oh, maybe I'm on mute. Hello? Hello?
All righty, all righty. It does not appear that I'm looking and I don't see Miss Jackie this morning. God is an awesome God. And I tell you one thing. The Bible says that we are to be also ready. We got to be ready to walk on out in Jerusalem just like John. Well, here we go, you all. We thank God for each and every one of you all being on here this morning. We thank God for you, Sister Wonder. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, God bless you. We are thankful for you coming on and hosting us this morning. And you better be playing about you not and joking about you not seeing me this weekend, so we aren't going to
talk
about
that. Oh, no, start.
And we are so thankful this morning for our prayer general, who is absolutely super fantastic. I tell you, she is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Our own Minister Brenda, who is right there, my Mississippi queen, and I love her, love her, love her. I thank God this morning also and want to give honor to my co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank God for you today, and I know what you are feeling as we are preparing ourselves to get on into that Las Vegas town. I'm looking forward to seeing each and every one of you. I thank God this morning for our praise team. I tell you, Minister Tiffany, you and Minister Sharon just get gooder and gooder. Yes, yes, yes. Mississippi, come on up out of me. I thank you guys for, gals, for just coming on and in early in the morning and ushering us into the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. I just tell you, God is a wonderful, wonderful God. All righty. You all, as you know, my husband has been assisting me as we've gone through fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer, you never can get, it's just like underwear, you can't get too much of it. No, no, no. You can't pray too much and can't fast too long. If you're fasting for the Lord, I tell you, you cannot. And so I just thank God today. I could give you many testimonies about how God has blessed me in this process of fasting and prayer. But today I want to go on and give you a few more principles that will assist you along the way. As we are in Lent, I know that people have been giving up TV shows, not the whole TV. I thank the Lord I just did not turn mine on at all yesterday. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Some of you are giving up sweets again. That's all so good, so, so, so good. You all, I just want to tell you that I have a friend who fasts and pray a lot. She's on a fast right now. She'll call me up and say, PK, we're getting ready to go on a 10-day fast. I'll say, Paulette, you going on a 10-day fast. I just got off a fast now. You just go right on. But she has a son who was having seizures. He was 22 years old, and he, Lord bless his heart, was allergic to something that we didn't know he was allergic to, and the seizures began to scare her so bad, so she went on a fast, and she prayed, and she asked God to show her what to do, and she said about 2 o'clock in the morning, he just said, it's sugar. It's sugar. She said she jumped right up out of that bed because she knew that it was God speaking to her. She went down in her kitchen and she started reading those labels, and she took out everything that had sugar in it, changed his diet, changed their diet. And this boy was knocking down 300 and something pounds, you all. When I saw him this weekend, I could not believe it. He has lost 100 pounds just by her taking the sugar out. But first, she had to fast, get herself before the Lord. He has not had a seizure in two years. And then last month, somehow he got a hold to some candy, had a major seizure. And she just had to, you know, she took him to the doctor. The doctor said, we just got to flush that sugar out of him, let him come up out of it naturally. It was like he had poured a five-pound bag of sugar into his system. But what am I saying? She would not have known what it was if she had not been praying and fasting. There are some things that God wants to reveal to you that comes only through prayer and fasting. And so we just want you all to know that this is no joke. This is something that you absolutely must do. And I don't want you to just start fasting and leave out the prayer. I want you to remember prayer is a great part of you getting your breakthroughs. It's a great part of you truly understanding what it is that God would have you to do. When we left out on Monday, we left with this great scripture, 2 Corinthians 12:9, that says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Bless the name of Jesus. I tell you, Sister Tiffany, I want you to be ready to do what we do on Mondays, and that is praise, worship, prayer, and fasting. So get ready. I have one for you today. So our subject today is remember prayer. It is a part of the equation. Remember prayer. It's something about some people, you all, and I'm not talking about anyone. I'm just talking. Glory to God. Somebody says that we cannot chew gum and walk at the same time. Some people can't chew gum and walk at the same time. Some people cannot put together the formula of prayer and fasting. Dr. PK, I started my fast, but did you pray? Glory to God. Dr. PK, I'm getting up praying every morning. Every morning I'm praying, just like Daniel. I'm praying 3 times a day. But are you? Oh, glory to God. Bless you. That thing hit me right in the pit of my spiritual stomach. But are you praying and fasting? Have you developed the system whereby you truly understand the importance of this formula? You understand that prayer and fasting go together like peanut butter and jelly. You understand that prayer and fasting goes together. We work it as a formula for success in our spiritual walk with God. Bless the name of Jesus. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I thank God for my wonderful husband today. Do you have us a scripture here on prayer so that I can just get right on into it?
Yes, we're going to read Good Morning TMC Family and Good Morning to Everyone, Dr. V, and give my regards to Mother. We're going to go from Matthew 7:7-8.
Okay, that's a good one.
Ask, and it shall be given you. Mm-hmm. Seek, and you shall find. Mm-hmm. Knock, and it will open unto you. Mm-hmm. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened.
Yes, 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 yes. You wake up like you got your Cheerios, just like Dr. Vanessa, bless your heart. I tell you, I love this man right here. God bless me. And did he bless you, baby?
Yes, he did.
Yes, yes, yes.
We up this morning with a smile on my face. Thank you.
And me too. You all, listen, God is so good. What does prayer do? Prayer does much. Yes, it does. It does a whole lot, a whole bunch. Prayer keeps us from sin. That's big all by itself. Prayer births things. Some of you have been pregnant for a long time, carrying that baby. It's time for you to birth it. Prayer guards our hearts. It protects our mind, will, and emotions. Prayer brings supernatural protection. I said prayer brings supernatural protection. Faye, can you tell us what else some things prayer does for us?
Prayer purifies our motives. Prayer causes us to yield to his will for our lives. Prayer allows us to accomplish the will of God for our lives. Prayer grants us authority and access where we are not have it before.
Yes.
These are things that prayer does.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Minister Tiffany, are you there? We are ready for you to sing us this song as we talk about the importance of prayer. Prayer is so important. And let us be again reminded of the life of Jesus Christ and also reflect on the fact that he prayed much during his time here on earth, and his will was accomplished. If Jesus had to do it, hey, glory, what about us? All right, Minister Tiffany, you are on.
Pray for me.
You better bring it on. Yes, Lord, yes.
Pray for me. Well, oh, my brother, pray for me. When you bow,
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. At the altar, please don't forget to pray for me. Oh, Lord, pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Oh, my brother, pray for me. When you bow, please don't forget to pray for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray for me.
Lord, hallelujah. Thank you. Minister Minister Sharon, I feel you out there. I feel you jumping around saying, let me just get a little bit of that, Dr. PK. Let me just get in here. Your own, just come right on.
I was lost. Oh, yes, I was. And I could not find my way. Oh, yeah. But I thank you, brother, for praying for me. But since I found Jesus, oh, yeah, now I can truly say, thank the Lord that you pray for me. Oh, you pray for me.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. You prayed for me. Yes, my sisters and brothers, not only do I want you to pray for you, yours, and who you love, I want you to pray for me. Pray and let me know without a shadow of a doubt that the strength of the Lord is released through prayer. Prayer is so powerful, which is why the enemy will attack you in this area of your life. He will do everything he can to stop you from praying. I'm asking you all this morning, how many of you, I'm seeking to know, I want you to examine yourself. See if you are spiritually depleted or dehydrated because you have not been praying, you have not been fasting, you've not been reading the word, therefore you can't hear the voice of God. There's a lot of confusion in your life. Your mind is cloudy. Your mind is constantly thinking about negative things. You don't have any peace. I tell you, you need to go back down on your knees and pray. And that's why it's good for us to pray for each other. You all ask, A-S-K, ask, seek, and knock in prayer and watch and see what God will do. Come on, Minister Wanda. I'm ready for you to close this call out. Amen, amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Dr. PK and Songbird and Minister Sharon. God is so good. Shortly, I will be calling you back to close the call with the benediction after a few announcements and prayer. Let us go and have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for our speaker, Lord. I'm asking that you would put back into her the virtue that she has given out. Prayer is the key, and faith is what unlocks the door. Lord, thank you for your woman of God. Lord, look now on Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Lord, continue to bless them and use them for your glory. Look on baby T, baby girl Scott, Lord God. Look on the people in St. Jude. Look on Robin's dad. Father God, look on Sharon Stiles. Continue to use her for your glory, Lord. The Oliver family. Mother Josie, Lord. Oh, God, we have so many blessed mothers on this call, Lord. Look on the bereaved family, Father God. Look on the Flanagan's family. In the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to strengthen them and comfort them, Lord. All the sickness and bereaved families. Look on the TMC family. Bless us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to have your way. Bless those that weren't able to get on this call today. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just love you, we bless you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. If you want to hear this playback, I know you do, so I'm going to give you the number, which is 712-432-1085, PIN 957-677 pound. All the announcements, wow, wow, wow. Get ready, get ready, get ready for this Friday, the Extravaganza 2019. Oh, y'all going to have a blessed time. The new motivational call right after this is 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617#. Thank you again, Minister Brenda, for seating and greeting the people. Thank everyone for this call and prayer. Now, once again, thank you for that powerful message. Will you come back and close us, Dr. PK, with the benediction?
Praise God. Thank you so much. I thank God for you, Minister Wanda. Thank you, babe, for just jumping in here with me this morning and just doing what you know to do. I certainly love you. To everyone, let us go before God as we give you a blessing, a farewell blessing upon you. Dear God, we thank you that you have called us to the place of prayer and fasting, to asking, seeking, and knocking. Now may your grace rest upon us, your peace, God, keep us strong, so that as we go forth, we can hear your voice and be obedient to your call upon our lives. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. Go out, everybody, and have a super fantastic day. God bless. I love you. Bye-bye.
Love, too.